In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Brush your long hair out of your eyes and put on your peace medallion, because we've got a great show lined up for you today.
We do. And the peace sign was not the same as the Mercedes-Benz emblem. Just so you know.
That takes me to my first song.
Oh, a coinkydink? I think not.
Just one coinkydink after another. Well, my first offering is a song written by Pete Townsend of The Who.
Who?
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 Exactly.
Okay.
It has become one of the band's most popular songs and has been a concert staple. Although when released in 1968, the record only reached number 25 in the United States. Hop on to the Magic Bus.
Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10 to 6 months each day, as I drive my baby every day.
In 1966, increased use of drugs, especially lysergic acid diethylamide. How about that's a mouthful.
Ooh, what is that?
LSD.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It becomes a natural concern because adverse psychiatric reactions such as anxiety, paranoia, delusions, and just generally making you crazy are a good possibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know on that magical bus of yours that I got kissed? So it must be magical.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Just like my first song of the day. As a coinky dinky.
Oh, another coinky dink.
Of course. In the U.S., this single peaked at number 6. Billboard named the song number 8 on their list of 100 great girl group songs of all times.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm. The song was reworded to the title Then I Kissed Her and released by the Beach Boys on their 1965 album Summer Days.
Really?
That says a lot about the song, because it really went places. I mean, first, these guys sang it, and now the Beach Boys changed the wording a little bit, and they sang it.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been a very good song at the time. See, I picked the good ones.
Oh, I got some real good ones coming up.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Crystals with And Then He Kissed Me.
Just for a little bit of useless information, that style of recording where there's like a lot of background with a little bit of reverb and it's really predominant, that was more or less Phil Spector's trademark. And it was called a wall of sound. And he did a lot of recordings like that.
Oh.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, that's useless information for me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In 1966, the Vatican rescinds the rule forbidding U.S. Catholics to eat meat on Friday. Fish heave a sigh of relief. Whew, made it. But fish sales drop, only briefly. My parents always took the family to Howard Johnson's for their fish fry on Friday nights.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I lived on fish on Friday nights.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
On the road around the corner, here's the place to go. The orange roof of Howard Johnson's. Join the folks who know.
Good food, good fun, kids count too.
28 flavors just for you at Howard Johnson's. Next stop.
It's Howard Johnson's for a famous grilled and butter Frankfurt in a toasted roll, or a choice steak, charcoal broiled the way you like it. Sizzling on the outside, tender and juicy on the inside. Howard Johnson's is famous for fried clams. Tender, sweet, deeply crusted and golden brown. Crispy, crunchy, sweet as a nut. And ice cream from the wonderful world of 28 flavors. Made with fresh cream, fine ingredients, and ice cream soda. Cool, luscious. At the landmark for hungry Americans.
Howard Johnson's. Next up.
You know, I never went to a fish fry because I'm deathly allergic to fish.
So what did you eat on Fridays?
Usually like mac and cheese or something like that.
Well, I'm cooking fish tonight, Jim. Is your life insurance policy paid up?
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the way that machine to the year.
1965, August 11th to be exact. That was the day an African-American motorist was pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving. A minor roadside argument broke out and then escalated into a fight between family members and police. The community reacted in outrage to allegations of police brutality that soon spread and 6 days of looting and arson followed. Listen to the Universal newsreel.
Six days of rioting in a section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact. Firemen were later issued flak suits of bulletproof mesh to protect them from snipers who continued to shoot from rooftops. A special task force of 1,000 policemen stays on the alert as the thousands of guardsmen patrol an area of 35 square miles. The outbreak spread to other Southern California cities, but were quickly quelled. And Los Angeles authorities say they are now ready to move with dispatch if lawlessness breaks out anew.
In the aftermath, 34 people had been killed, 1,032 injured, and 3,952 were arrested. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Well, just as a word of caution, if you kiss someone on a crowded bus, be very careful.
Why?
Well, there's two reasons. One, you may get arrested, you may get slapped, you may get a lawsuit, or even worse, listen to my next song. It was recorded by Ray Davies of the Kinks, and this song details a romantic encounter between a young man and someone he met in a club in Soho, London. It's a romantic story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Due to its controversial subject matter and the use of the brand name Coca-Cola, the single received backlash and even was banned in Britain and Australia.
Ooh.
And I'm surprised Australia, they don't care about anything.
I know. Really.
Commercially, the single reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. How about that?
Wow.
Huh? Here's Lola. L-O-L-A.
Oh, yeah.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Okay.
You're not kidding. I'll have to be very careful when I sit on a bus.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's new deep dish pizza. The pizza that is so deep, you're required to wear a life jacket while eating it, just in case you happen to fall in.
And I'll also be careful not to say anything bad about my baby, which brings me to my last song of the day. See how it all goes?
It all ties together.
My last song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King for the girl group The Cookies. It was the group's most successful single and their only one to reach the top 10 on the U.S. pop charts. It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the Billboard R&B Singles Chart in 1963. Here's Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby.
So I care about.
In 1966, this is a sad moment for me, Walter Elias Disney died at the age of 65. He was born in Chicago in 1901 and was best known for the character he created in 1928, which was the mouse we know and love, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, the rat that roared.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, you know, we started off on a bus. Now we're going to take that bus to the end of the night.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that means. But it's the 60s, so it doesn't have to mean anything.
Okay.
Well, anyway, my last song is on the Doors' debut album released January 4th, 1967. It's the one that has Light My Fire on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oddly enough, I couldn't find any other information on this song.
Oh, boy, this means I'm going to be taking my headphones off.
Listen in awe to End of the Night.
Take the highway to the end of the night. And the
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say-